Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's considered one of the greatest seasonal changes on Earth, Yellowstone's temperature swing from winter to summer, typically around 140 degrees. You'll witness the extreme weather conditions and animal survival on the PBS series Great Yellowstone Thaw, Wednesdays through July 5th, part of the PBS Summer of Adventure lineup. Great Yellowstone Thaw is hosted by Dr. Kurt Johnson, director of the Smithsonian National Museum of Natural History, renowned paleontologist, author, award-winning host. He oversees the Smithsonian's largest collection, more than 145 million objects, over 460 employees. He's led expeditions in 11 countries and 19 states. Dr. Kurt Johnson, host of Great Yellowstone Thaw, Wednesdays through July 5th, 9 Eastern on PBS, and he's with us on This Week in America. Dr. Johnson, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hey, thanks to be here, Rick.
This is such an excellent series, and it really brings us up close that we get to see the majesty of Yellowstone, the amazing adaptability of the different animal families in the Yellowstone ecosystem. You've really got some incredible footage, don't you?
Oh, yeah. We had photographers who were on site for weeks on end tracking individual animals and animal families, and those shots are just once-in-a-lifetime kind of opportunities to get.
You know, you filmed this, as I said, over several months, several intense months. Talk about the weather changes and the impact on the animals. I mean, we get to see this firsthand, and it's sort of unbelievable how quickly they have to adapt or they don't survive.
Yeah, you know, the winters in Yellowstone are stunningly cold. It gets down to minus 40 degrees, and some animals are hibernating. The bears and the ground squirrels are hibernating, but other animals are up and moving around in the middle of the winter. And we had to go out there in the middle of the winter ourselves to film them. Then comes the spring, and that snow melts sometimes sort of catastrophically and floods the river systems, so the animals are suddenly dealing with deluges of water. And then the summer arrives, which is baking heat, which sets off a series of forest fires. So these animals are dodging blizzards, forest fires, floods, and amazingly, they all kind of work their way through the system, and we were able to watch them, and there's some amazing tricks these animals use to get along as the winter changes to summer.
Yeah, and we can see that. There's a great segment there where you're following grizzlies with your grizzly expert, Casey Anderson, and we see this mother with her four cubs and what they have to do to survive, and we find out from listening to Casey that over half of these cubs don't make it through the first year.
Yeah, no, it's a real hit or miss for a lot of animals, and it's the young ones that are really the tender ones, and we watch young grizzly bears, we watch young wolves, we watch young owls, we watch young beavers. And it's whether they survive that makes how the family works out. So it's really interesting because a lot of things I learned while filming the show were not obvious to me going into it, even though I'd spent many, many times in Yellowstone and seen these animals before. Actually thinking about them as a seasonal change really changed my perspective on these animals and the park.
So that's interesting that you are an expert in this field and you learned as you were going through the filming process and watching the video. What do you hope that we as viewers take away from this?
I mean, some of the same thing that I took away from it, which is think about the landscape in a different way. Think about what the transition of the seasons means to different kinds of animals. There's going to be some losers, some winners. And then think about, as the Earth's climate is changing, how does the seasonal change manifest that larger long-term change? And it's a nice example for us to think about climate change because it's playing out. We can actually watch the direct impact of, say, a warmer winter or a hotter summer or more runoff. So you're actually seeing the effects of climate change, and then you watch what happens to the animals as they deal with it.
Yeah, and you are following a number of different animal families, and we get to see the impact of the early thaw on them, and literally their survival is at stake here, isn't it?
Yeah, no, and you know, not the entire species, but individual families are literally having their own specific lives, and we were watching those individual groups of animals, and I didn't really realize you could do that. You could actually track along with one grizzly bear family, one beaver family, one owl family. It was pretty cool to actually get to know these little animals, well, sometimes not so little animals, but get to know them as individuals as well.
We're talking about Great Yellowstone Thaw, Wednesdays through July 5th, 9 p.m. Eastern on PBS, part of the PBS Summer of Adventure, hosted by Dr. Kurt Johnson, our guest on This Week in America. Let's talk about the wolves, one of the families that you followed. And I understand they've recovered very nicely from extinct status back in the 1990s, beginning to thrive. And now there's some concern because of the fluctuating temperatures. Their survival is at stake again.
Yeah, they're doing pretty well in the park, but we had a winter that had some early thaws, which opened up a lot of bare ground. And the wolves in the winter count on the deep snow when they're trying to hunt both elk and bison. And if the snowpack goes down, the elk and bison can defend themselves against the wolves, and the wolves go hungry. So in the episode, we see our wolves turning to eating Uinta ground squirrels instead of elk because they had, they weren't as able to get as many elk as they would normally get in the course of a winter.
And then as you follow the beavers, we see an evacuation, the cameraman trying to keep up and trying to figure out where they're going. And they're adapting on the fly, trying to find a home base, aren't they?
That was such a great sequence. The mother beaver is carrying the baby beaver in her mouth, and she literally throws him over the top of the dam, and he tumbled down the other side. So it's some sort of comedy scenes as well as these animals go about what they're doing, but you've never seen them do things like this before. And this kind of access with the really great camera people, the long lenses, you'll see Yellowstone in a way you've never seen it before.
After we go from the brutal winters and we see that and we're thinking, okay, now it's going to be summer, maybe they've got a chance at adapting and surviving and thriving in that environment. But you talk about wildfires that are a real threat to them during the warm months.
Wildfires are pretty interesting because they get set by a lot of different things, mainly lightning on very dry forests. And Yellowstone's been hit by a number of pretty significant fires over the last 25 years. There's a really big fire season in 1988 that knocked out a big part of the park. And what we're seeing is that the fires are getting more frequent, which means that eventually it's going to be tough to be a tree in Yellowstone.
You know, I mentioned Yellowstone and the majesty. Talk a little bit about that. Yellowstone is something that we're all familiar with, yet we really don't know it that intimately. Talk about that, because as I'm watching the video, this really is an amazing environment there.
Yeah, Yellowstone is a giant ancient volcano. So as a result, it's a very high elevation plateau. It's about 9,000 feet, and it's got half of the world's geysers. All this heat down below the ground is driving all of these geysers and thermal activity at the park's surface. So it's a really magical, unusual place, and it was recognized as such way back in early American history. It was the first national park, founded in 1872, and since then it's been a place where we've sort of preserved this majestic landscape and the incredible wildlife there. So it's a spot that many people have been to, but there's so many things that happen in the park you've probably never seen before, and that's what was so cool for me about the show was seeing these stories play out that I'd never even conceived of before.
It's interesting, your background. I mentioned director of the Smithsonian National Museum of Natural History and all your background and all that you've done. I get the impression in talking with you, when you went to do the series Great Yellowstone Thaw, you're still in awe. You still are like a child. You learn things and really inspired by what you've seen.
Oh, yeah, I think the natural world is so fabulous. And to be able to be out there on the landscape and be walking around and see a grizzly bear in the wild when you're on foot without just with pepper spray on your side, and to realize that these animals are doing what they're doing, and you can get up close and next to them and watch them live their lives and watch things happen. I mean, what could be better than that? We live on an amazing planet, and the museum in Washington, D.C. shows you what we've learned from the planet, but you can still go visit places like Yellowstone and firsthand experience the majestic animals on planet Earth.
And you can capture a part of the essence by watching Great Yellowstone Thaw Wednesdays through July 5th, 9 p.m. on PBS, part of the PBS Summer of Adventure, hosted by Dr. Kurt Johnson, our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Johnson, thank you so much for being with us on the program. An excellent series. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Hey, Rick, it was my pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.